Okay, I think it is recording.
We'll just assume it is. Now, when we meditate, what we're doing is we're paying attention with intention. That is, we're helping our minds to focus, to pay attention, with the intention to notice whatever is going on in our minds without judgment. So, when we meditate, there's a few basic rules or things we want to do. The first is we want to pay attention to our posture. Now, the classic meditation posture is the cross-legged posture that you see the statues of the Buddha in. But since we're all sitting in chairs, I would invite you to sit in a way that shows attention, so back's reasonably straight, not quite like a Marine would have his back straight, but straight up. Feet on the floor, and if your feet don't reach the floor, just do the best you can. If you're comfortable with it, to allow your eyes to close, and to have your hands comfortably in your lap, however you wish to have them. And we'll allow the sound of the bells to begin our meditation period and also to draw it to a close. So we begin this work by simply directing the part of our mind that notices things to breath. The part of your mind that pays attention, that watches, to simply notice the act of breathing without in any way trying to change your breathing. Simply noticing. Let's take a few moments to direct attention to the simple act of breathing. And as you notice your breath, perhaps you turn your attention to the sensation of breathing at your nostrils, or perhaps in your belly at your diaphragm, or in your chest. It doesn't matter. Wherever you notice your breath, and simply directing your attention to breathing, noticing the in-breath and the out-breath. And at times, mind will wander. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, all sorts of objects come to mind. And when that happens, simply noticing the arousal of a mental object without judgment, and then shifting attention back to breath, so that each time mind wanders, simply noticing the wandering and returning attention back to breath.
besides the wandering of mind, distractions from without will also come to your ears and your skin and your taste. And as distractions come to your mind, simply noticing them without wishing they were not there. And if that wishing or judgment arises, simply noticing that. But whatever enters mind, the simple act of noticing and escorting your attention back to breath, the act of mindfulness, this simple act of noticing, being aware, without judgment. Whenever thoughts or feelings or sensations intrude, can you make space for them? Can you accept the intrusion? Can you breathe with the intrusion and then allow mind to return to breathing, to breath? A simple breath that keeps you alive. And as you continue to allow your attention to be focused so simply and very lightly and gently on breath, allowing the words of this poem to come to your ears, simply noticing how these words may affect your heart as we sit together. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here, eat." You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread. Give back your heart to itself. to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you have ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life.